survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, where two Aussie families are going to have a lot of fun tonight guessing the top answers to some simple questions for a chance to win $10,000. So let's meet them now. First up, for their second night from Queensland, the Alberts family.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Grant.
Lovely to see you back again. Just remind Australia who you've brought with you.
I've brought my sister Angela, my son Sam, and my daughter Hannah.
Lovely. And ready to take them on tonight for Victoria, the Moore family. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
How you doing? Who have you brought with you?
I've brought my brother Josh, his twin, and our sister Ashley, and our other sister Katie.
Lovely work, everybody. Righto, team captain, best play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that could increase in value the older it gets. Craig.
Jewellery.
Jewellery. There.
Wine?
Wine can. Well done. Did you get hypnotised at a work function?
I did, yes.
Is it real?
I didn't think it would actually work, and I was actually going to get off the chair and walk off the stage, and then they said, oh, you won't be able to speak next, and I was like,
for real?
Mm.
And you had no control over your mouth?
No. Amazing.
And then did they make you do, like, really embarrassing things in front of your colleagues that you now regret?
Oh, yeah. There was chicken dancing and some things I can't really say. And, it wasn't a good thing.
Oh, good times. It's really for everybody else's benefit, isn't it, when you participate in that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Funny, though. Something that could increase in value the older it gets.
Stocks.
Stocks. Stop being so clever. Sam.
Collector cards.
Collector cards. Let's try that.
Second strike.
The Moore family could steal here early, Hannah. It's too early to have a steal. What do you got?
I'm thinking antiques.
Antiques. Went on tour with Jimmy Barnes.
Yes. No. Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Did he not know that you were in his bus?
No, he was at the hotel. Same hotel. My husband worked in the industry and I went with him, and Jimmy Barnes happened to be... Well, he was working for Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, right. Well, like a sort of roadie sort of manager type thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was
the rock and roll lifestyle? Is it as fun as it sounds?
Not for him. For us, it was good. Free tickets and a lot of concerts I saw and a lot of fun.
But you could sing K-San backwards.
No.
Something that could increase in value the older it gets.
I'm going to say shares because different to stocks, but shares.
We're liking the financial stuff. Let's give it a shot.
Oh!
Doesn't work. Sorry, Alberts. More family. Katie, what do you reckon?
Money.
Ashley.
Books.
Josh.
Books.
Craig. Your thoughts?
Oh, they're going to hate me because early on I'm going with my own answer.
That's okay. You know,
so,
that's what you're here to do as the team captain.
Exactly. I'm going to go with house.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get the Moors some points with house. Yeah. Very good, Moors. Takes him to 63. Number 8.
Goals.
Craig, good captainisationing.
Thank you.
63 is their score. If one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably. It's packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. See how you go. Name a popular dance at a wedding. We'll be back on The Feud in just a moment. It's a fun night tonight. night. Now, before the break, I asked, name a popular dance at a wedding. The top answer was...
Bridal waltz!
Nice, everybody. Angela, Josh, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that makes you laugh. Angela.
Joke.
A joke does. Pass or play. You're going to pass, you're going to play. Ashley, so when you go, you have a bit of a strange quirk when you go swimming.
Yeah.
What is this quirk?
You know, most people judge people on, like, they're a good person or if they do good things. I judge them on how good they are at swimming. Yeah, you have to be a good swimmer in my books, or, yeah.
So you won't go swimming with anybody. You want to know and you want to see that they're a good swimmer before you'll swim with them.
Yeah, I might do a bit of sunbaking, check them out first, and then maybe I'll go, yeah, no, they're all right to swim with. Yeah.
It's quite an odd thing. Why?
I don't know. I think I love swimming, and I think I'm like, if you don't love swimming as much as I do, you're not a good person. Sorry.
That is odd.
Yeah.
It's something that makes you laugh.
Comedy show.
Yeah. Good luck. How about you, Caddy?
I'm going to say family.
Family make me laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, that with stories like that, we could laugh for hours. Craig. Have something that makes you laugh.
Something that personally makes me laugh. I might be wrong, but people falling over.
Yeah. Kind of guilty of that one as well.
Yeah. That's it. Yes. That's why YouTube was invented for people like us. Josh, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to say a comedian.
Comedian?
Make me laugh.
Yeah. So. Well, they should. Yeah. That's their job.
Exactly.
It's their job, but not on the board, I'm afraid. Second strike. So the Alberts could steal. They're having a think, Ashley.
A clown might make me laugh, I suppose. Yeah. If they're not terrifying me.
What does the board say? Something that makes you laugh, Katie?
Friends.
Friends can make you laugh. Yeah. Good friends, yeah.
Yeah.
So third strike. It's over to the Alberts family. Hannah.
I'm going to just say in general humour.
Yeah, Sam.
Tickled.
That just made me laugh to say it. Tickled. Angela.
I was going to say being tickled.
OK, Lynn, some wonderful options. How are you going to go?
I think we'll have to go majority being tickled.
We're going tickled. Yeah. Makes you uncontrollably laugh. Number 8.
Kids. Family Feud.
Doesn't it?
TV shows.
It so does. So does make you laugh. Oh, we laughed. Don't we laugh? Don't we laugh? We just laugh all the time. We do. It's crazy. 79 to 63. Double points time. What a wacky night tonight. Give me Sam. Give me Ashley. Let's go. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a place you'd hate to be if there was a power failure. Ashley.
At home?
At home. Okay, cool. It's there. It's there.
It's there.
Sam?
At a concert.
At a concert. That would suck. Not on the board though, so Ashley pass or play. They're going to pass. You know they're going to play. Now, what I like about the show is we get real Australian families who come on here and share their stories and their quirks, and we got to learn that last night Hannah completely freaks out if you touch her neck. We haven't yet got to that point yet, have we yet, Hannah?
We were close.
But we will. We will. We will. Name a place you'd hate to be if there was a power failure.
I think most people would agree with being in a lift.
Yeah!
That's a beauty. Is it on the board? Lynn.
Thinking. Work.
You would hate to be at work. Damn it, I have to keep working. Nice play. Angela, nice work.
Nightclub?
Yeah, that's not a bad option. Let's try it. Oh. First strike. Tim, do you ice skate?
Yes.
Like, just like social ice skating? Or?
Social and ice hockey.
I've had a little taste of it, like fully clad in the gear. Yep. It's terrifying.
It takes a lot of skill to do, but once you get it down pat, you're good.
Do you think that you and I could combine and we could become like the world's first male-male ice skating duo?
Yeah! So, I guess so. I can probably see that. See that?
Could you, for instance, as an example, raise me above your head?
Might take a bit of practice, especially if it's on the ice, but I don't see why not.
Let's just say I'm willing to put in the yards, young man. I think we'd look beautiful together.
Maybe. Hey. Yeah. Night five. We'll see what we can do.
Name a place you'd hate to be if there was a power failure.
A party.
Party. Oh. Second strike, Sam. Sorry. Oh, Hannah's real angry at you. Real angry. Name a place you'd hate to be if there was a power failure. Hannah.
A plane?
Yeah. Let's see. Third strike. More family. Katie, what do you think?
Cinemas.
Ashley.
Shopping centre.
Josh.
Cinemas.
Craig, wonderful options. Family's really delivering.
Yeah, I'm actually confident both will be up there, but I'm going to go with cinema.
We're going with cinema? Yeah. Show me cinema on the board. Boom! Moore's grab some more points. Takes it to 187. Number seven. Shopping centre. Nice.
Hospital.
Toilet or shower. Hey, you, Craig said both of those options would be on the board.
You're
a freaky player. Yeah. Very good work. 187 to 79. We've got ourselves a great night tonight. Look, do you want to see a lot more Family Feud? Then head to 10 Play where you can watch all the highlights in the show and also play the official Family Feud game. Just click on 10 Play for all the details. Triple points when we come back on this wonderful, fun, competitive night. Family are carryover champs in 79. The Moore family have it at the moment on 187. The family who gets to 300 points in this round could take home $10,000, and we're playing for triple points now, everyone. So game on. Hannah, Katie, let's go.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something mostly used by older people. Hannah.
A walking stick?
Walking stick. Yeah. Lovely. Something mostly used by older people, Lynn.
Right, well, I work in this industry, so I should know it. Wheelchair.
Wheelchair. Yeah. Yes. Lovely work. Lovely work. Angela.
A walker. So, like a walker.
Like a walker frame sort of deal.
Yeah.
Lovely. Sam.
Crutches.
Crutches. Yeah. Hannah. Something mostly used by older people?
Medication and vitamins?
Maybe. Let's have a shot. Second strike. The Moors could steal. Alberts, you need to hang on to this game, Lynn.
Oh, no. And I've got things running around in my head.
Hopefully they're answers.
Oh, they are.
Good.
Hearing aids? Yes.
Pardon? Yeah.
Hearing aids.
Pardon?
Hearing aids. Please.
Yes!
Good job.
I nearly missed
you. You're hanging on to this game here. There's two left on the board. You're two strikes down. Angela, what do you got?
Doing this for my mum. She's going to love me if it's right. Lawn bowls.
Something mostly used by older people?
Lawn bowls.
Lawn bowls. Is it there? No, it's not. Third strike's over the Moors. You can put them away here, Moors. Katie?
Scooter.
Ashley?
Dentures.
Josh?
Fake teeth.
Fake teeth, Craig.
Well, I'm guessing that they're the same answer, so I'm going to go with, yeah, dentures.
We're going to go with dentures. Yeah. This will crown you guys champs. What about dentures? Yeah! Great work! The Moors become our new champs with a great score of 454. Number five was... home a total of $1,760 from your time in Fast Money, but not only that, we're going to give you guys a $1,000 Wish gift card to be shared between you. The card can be redeemed at Woolies Supermarkets, Masters Home Improvement, Big W and other participating stores, so that's awesome. And you'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game, available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. The Alberts! Thanks for playing, guys. More family, come on over. Fast Money time. Craig and Josh, the boys are in.
Yeah.
The boy town, the dudes, the men, the can-do guys of the team.
Yeah.
How was the selection process for this? How'd you got to Fast Money? How did you come to this decision that you guys were going to do it?
I pulled rank and said the boys are in, girls are out.
Okay, right. Let's see if it works for you. You confident about this? Have you been playing it secretly at home?
Yes, me and Ash have. Josh hasn't so much, so we'll see how that goes.
Ooh, the rookie! Yeah. Head back to the soundproof booth. You and I play for $10,000. They're our brand new chance, everybody. Have a few.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
The feuds. Let's see if the Moore family can now win some cash. If you and Josh get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. And Josh is now in our soundproof booth, preparing himself as we speak. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name something that's commonly kept behind a fence.
Garden.
Name a cut of meat.
Rump.
Name an accessory people like to fit to their new car.
Stereo.
Name a place you might see a fountain.
In a park.
Where would most people like to build a house?
In the country.
Not bad. You may be a little uncertain about the last one, but the others felt pretty good. Name something that's commonly kept behind a fence, you said. Garden survey says.
Yeah. On the board.
Name a cut of meat, you said. Rump. Delish. Survey says. 21 spell. Name an accessory people like to fit to their new car, you said. Stereo. Survey says. 21. Name a place you might see a fountain, you said. In a park. Survey says... Oh, wow, that's really boosted your chances.
Yeah.
Where would most people like to build a house? You grimaced at this one and said... In the country. Why'd you grimace?
I just couldn't think of anything, so it's the first thing... I don't know. I actually don't know.
Maybe being hard on yourself.
Maybe.
Let's find out. Yeah. Survey says... Not bad! 115 is spectacular. Well done, Craig. Get back to family to the ball. Welcome back, Josh. Craig did a superb job, a spectacular job. You only need 85 to get $10,000, so he's done more than enough. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and as you're the second player, it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Craig's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Josh, good luck. Name something that's commonly kept behind a fence.
A dog.
Name a cut of meat.
Rump.
Try again.
Chop.
Name an accessory people like to fit to their new car.
Pass.
Name a place you might see a fountain.
Park.
Try again.
Museum.
Where would most people like to build a house?
In the suburbs.
Name an accessory people like to fit to their new car.
New rims.
Yeah.
some time.
Let's go. As a first-timer, how would you rate that experience?
Out of 10? An 11.
Well, I love you. I love Josh, Australia. Name something that's common and kept behind a fence. You said dog. And I love that answer. And you should be proud of that answer. Because it's the top answer! I'm very happy to say there ain't too many times I've ever seen a 62 up there, anything in the 60s. So nice work. You need 23 points now for $10,000. It just got real, my friend.
Yeah.
Name a cut of meat. You said chop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survey says. Yeah. Craig had the top answer of rough. So now I just need 12 for $10,000. What would you do with it?
Not give it to them.
Do you believe that you've done the lion's share, perhaps, of the earnings, so therefore you should be the gatekeeper of the cash?
Exactly.
Fair call. Fair call. It is harder to go second.
Yeah.
Name an accessory people like to fit to their new car. You said, yeah, some sweet new rims. I hear you. Totally chrome it up.
Yeah.
Nice. Survey says. No. Craig had the top answer of stereo, so you guys are playing well right now. We need a total of
three
to get
200.
No, and
10,000.
Who cares about the 200?
I know.
Let's just talk about $10,000.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is that awesome?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's online.
Name a place you might see a fountain. You said. If it was a museum of fountains.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
That would be a really good answer.
Yeah.
How many people do you think might agree with you?
Hopefully three.
Shall we find out?
Yeah.
The survey says...